welcome to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
Now, my favorite social network, it's Twitter. I'll make no secret of it. I love Twitter. Works for me. I've tried working. I have a profile on most social media networks these days. And most of them, to some extent, control what my audience sees. On Twitter, I get a lot of likes. I get a lot of retweets. I get a lot of interactions and people coming back to my site. And in the end of the day, that's my ultimate objective, is to have my audience with me. And Twitter, for me, has been most instrumental at that. So if you're on Twitter, follow me, Wilco_K. I would love to connect with you there as well. And social media has become pretty much a network of distractions. So I'm going to give you a couple tips to save you time, because how much time do you actually spend on social media and what results are you seeing from your time invested? Either way you'd like them to be, and what networks do you spend most of your time on? I mean, I love Instagram, as I said before, and social media network just about photography. It's awesome, but it's not my favorite, because even though a lot of people like the images I post, there's one big problem. Likes don't buy. If there's anyone Dutch in the room today, the Dutch adage of kijk en niet kopen applies in full force here. It's literally translated as looking, but not buying. And that's Instagram, often used in Dutch to mock the conservative spending habits. Unlike just likes, I'm seeing a lot more results from images I share on Twitter. Twitter generates serious leads for me every day for anything I do. It's whether it's my photographic art, my books, my courses, or anything else I've created. This is one of the reasons why most of my social media time is focused on Twitter. Now, most of your posts only get seen by a small percentage of your followers. I follow tens of thousands of people on Twitter. So anytime I visit my news feeds, there are many updates from each of them. And the chances of me seeing an update from one person in particular out of that bucket of, let's say, 10,000 are slim. And think about this for a minute, because the same goes for your updates. A lot of people will only tweet once a day. But I don't spend all day watching my newsfeed all the time. So this means my chances of seeing your update is only if you posted it exactly the same time as me checking my newsfeed. Make sense? And what is the likelihood of me seeing you on Twitter? It's slim to none. So knowing this makes me less worried about oversharing on Twitter or social media in general. Unlike all the other social media networks, I post to Twitter all the time. Have you ever asked yourself if you were sending too many tweets or too many updates? People who worry about this tend to visit their own profile page to assess the situation. Keep in mind, hardly anyone else will see your posts on your page. They see them on their timeline amidst everybody else they're following. And unless they really, really love you, nobody is going to visit your profile page to see your tweets. So to stand out from the crowd, timing now becomes important. You need to post the right balance of enough fresh, engaging content at the right time.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
And if any of that resonated with you, I invite you to take action now. So if you want to have a look and get a preview of this brand new class, go to libertytrainingacademy.com. That's all one word. So libertytrainingacademy.com. If any of this resonated with you at all, please go to libertytrainingacademy.com. All one word. And I'll see you there. Thank you so much for listening today and have an awesome rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience.